middle of the Tzayshir on a Monday night, or we use Beis Adar, or Regrado in the middle of the Shir.
Now, what migu would there be? Now, so the din is like this. If a guy's toifus knas be Adam, Adam saw him being toifus. So he has to bring a raya. This is based on Simon Dalit and how Don Inish Dino and Nafshe functions. If Adam saw him grab and he's claiming, yeah, I grabbed because it's coming to me. So he has to prove it's coming to him. He has to bring Adam. He has to show that the guy taka Odin knas. Odin, quote, unquote, Odin knas. The guy was Mechuyev knas. The question is, when you grab Shalom be'edim, then you have a migu of la'adam. That's always the case. You could say, I never grabbed it. You'd say you grabbed it, but I grabbed it and it's knas. He owes it to me because of knas. So that's cool. You have a migu now. So all of these first achronim say it helps. On the matzosi machlokes, ben Zeh ben Gedoli Hamorim, nimtza kosu b'sefer haschus v'Ramban, subas d'abdala namet beiz midat be'harif, b'simen chadvot. Kosu v'raivin zal, be a machlokes raivin and Ramban. Mi uheche de tofas koidem hoidor, guy was talking, the guy was toifus the knas before the mazik was moida. The leka eidim b'tfisoso, the yocholoy me lahoy dvar me yoylam, the osu lebeidina, the kofar beidach b'hai knasa, and the guy denies it. So he denies it, he denies owing the knas. The guy that grabbed it is claiming he does owe the knas. And he has a migo vladam. Mhoidel achar mikan, says the Ravid. Let's say the mazik was then moide, the knas. It's topically milsa. But if a guy's moide after Adam comes, the mechui of knas, obviously, doesn't part to him. Moide b'chad v'chaka v'loide is part. Bo Adam v'chaka choide is certainly not part. Right? So he had a guy. Let's say the guy was moide after this guy was typhus. The guy was typhus, said he owes me knas, said the story, and he has a migu. He's believed to whatever degree migus believe, with a migu of l'adam. And then the guy was moide. It's topically milsa, the Ravid says, I'm not sure. He have a migu ke'edim, that's the loss of migu. What I finally figured out, I'm not so smart, is that say migu ke'edim means that migu helps. It's enough of a raya. Migu mahani. The lashon is the migu. You have a migu ke'edim. Kedemina ba'amu mali l'shakar ke'edim dami. It's a lashon gemara. V'chivin the b'hai tfisa ikamigu. So in his tfisa is a migu. Havalei ke'edim. So it's like edim ke'edim that the guy's mechuyev knas. If you're nema with a migu. And it turns out the guy was moida after edim. So who cares? Okay, the milu hecha the kofar vasu edim a mechayev. If a guy is koifer and then edim come, then he's mechuyev. Even if he's later, he's moida, right? Vahashtanami. So here also, might the tofas mikamik fear of aido tofas. So it's good. Oy dilma, says the Ravid. Kilan the ilu hoyda potur. This is the Ravid says. Since if the mazik would be moide, he'd be potur, moide beklas potur. Loi odif haimigu me hoyda the nafshei. Hoydas baldin kmei aydim dami. Kvalega doido loi mahani. Mali l'shaka loy mahani.
Interesting formulation.
The Ravid seems to be saying like this. The Ramban's going to be chayla. The Ravid seems to be saying like this. we know Moed of a class potter. Now, Haidah's Valdin is really Kamei Edom Dami. So, you see, so you know it's true, right? Haidah's Valdin Kamei Edom Dami. I don't say clearly what he means, the Rambam, but I'll tell you something like this. There's a special Zeres HaKlazim that to be Mechayev Knas, you need Edom. I say, Yashir Elohim. You have to go through the process of a Bezdin. And we said, you know, maybe, philosophically, maybe there's a Svara, of course, it's an onus, so it has to go through the Bezdin process. Migu is not going to be better than Moed B'Knas. That's what he says. You know, that's the other side of the rivalry. The Sufik. Maybe Migu is not going to be better than the other guy being Moed. What's Migu? You know what happened. Okay, fine. But it still didn't undergo a Bezdin process. The guy was Toifus. He has to show that his Tfisa was proper, not a Gzela. Right? So you want to be miming him with a Migu. But that's how I understand the Rebbe's Sushta. The Rebbe's saying it's not possible for that to be good in Knas, where Moed of a Knas Potter. I just mean the Rebbe doesn't say what he means. My interpretation of the Rebbe, the way I understand the Rebbe, is that if Moed of a Knas Potter, it means that even if you know what happened and you have a Hidor, and it's wonderful, and Hidor's called in Kamei Edom Domi, Grada, we learned in Alevov, Grada, that there's no din of Hidor's called in Kamei Edom Domi by Knas. That part of Moed of a Knas Potter is that there is no din of Hidor's called in Kamei Edom Domi either. And if you, even if you don't have the din, that was the Tzaisa's Maskona in Alevov. That even if you don't have the din of Moed B'Knas Potur, but you also don't have the din of Moedos B'Knas Potur. So the Ravitz for sure doesn't hold like the Tzaisa in Alevov. The Ravitz says clearly that there is Moedos B'Knas Potur Domi by Knas. It's just that there's a din of Moed B'Knas Potur. But the point that Ravitz, that's a segue. That's not really relevant. I mean, that's not. The point that Ravitz, I don't know, the Rebbe's a little sosum. I think that's the point that arrived at. That if you hold Moed B'Knas Potter, even though Hidor's Bodin Kveidim Dami, so that means you need the Torah prescribed process, which is like Edim and Bezdin. But Migu's, that's, you know, I don't have to say Pshat. That's what the Rebbe says. If Moed B'Knas doesn't work, so Migu doesn't work. Now remember, it's two different people. Moed B'Knas is the Mahasik. The Migu is the Nizim. So that's what the Rebbe says. Okay?
Yoshi says because Migo works become violent.
So what? So it's not relevant to here.
That's the connection between the Migo.
Why?
And the Ho and the
Why? What's the connection?
And the Hodah, because the Hodah also becomes violent.
You're throwing around words. I don't know. Migo's violence.
That's how Yoshi explains the Rebbe like
that. I don't. It's just words to me. I'm giving a very clear, rational explanation. That the Rebbe is explaining to the din of Moed B'Knas Potter that you have to go a certain, it's an onesh, and therefore you have to undergo a certain Bezdin procedure. It has to undergo the procedure in Bezdin. It's a punishment, so it has to be judicial generated. So that takes Edim and Bezdin. And Tfisa with Migu is not the way. Tfisa does help if he can prove that he was Toifus to Din, then the Tfisa helps. If he says, how does it ever work? Let's forget about Migu. Let's say he has Edim.